Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode.
Thursday, 6:12. So today I'm giving another podcast/Facebook Live message, and the message is that it's okay to charge patients for giving them support and help. And the root of this message goes back to the concept that we must stop thinking of our practice as being like the NHS. The NHS is very good at treating pathology, and that is what it's geared at. It's geared at finding pathology and treating pathology, and that is the point of the NHS. But that is not necessarily the point of the private practice. Private practice, there is often, depending on what specialty you're in, but there's often an element of giving support, giving help, giving guidance, giving reassurance, peace of mind, because people are worried about pathology, whether they might have pathology or they might develop pathology. And so the private practice, you have the ability to support patients in that way, which the NHS doesn't. Quite frankly, it doesn't have the capacity, and for that reason a lot of us treat our private patients like we treat our NHS patients, and we discharge them, you know, at 6 weeks. We don't really follow up with them if they haven't got cancer, or if they've got a cancer that's clearly excised. We just tell them what to look out for and discharge them, and we're not even giving them the option often to have continued support by us. And it was my wife has got a problem, and she's under a doctor, and it's unbelievable how helpful it is to have a line of communication with that doctor. And I think she's only got it because she's a GP and he's given her his email address, so she's able to contact him when she's got a problem, and then she can be seen and investigated. And often they don't actually do anything. When you think about what they've done, they haven't actually done anything, but it feels so much better just seeing the specialist and getting some tests and what have you. And you cannot underestimate the value that patients have on having access to you as their doctor. And if you are not giving them that access, then you are denying them. If you are making them go back to their GP, or worse still, seeking the help from another specialist, then not only are you missing out on business of your own, but you're actually giving a worse service to your patients. So it's okay to follow up on patients who may not necessarily, from a purely clinical basis, need follow up. Now, I'm not saying to be anything unethical here. I'm not saying to, you know, make out as if they have to keep coming back. You can be quite open and honest. You can say, look, the cancer was completely removed, or your heart hasn't got any structural or electrical problems with it. Everything seems to be absolutely fine. Keep an eye on things. These are the things to look out for. If you carry on getting palpitations, or if you get pain, or if you get a lump, then by all means give me a ring, or go and see a GP. But in the absence of that, you should be fine. If you want, I offer patients a 6-monthly follow-up appointment or a yearly follow-up appointment. You don't have to take it, but I do offer it. Patients sometimes like that peace of mind. So you can be quite open and honest and say, look, you know, you're absolutely fine. This is to look out for, which is what you're normally doing. But I think, I mean, personally, I never discharge patients. Now, I don't charge for follow-ups. So, but that's just because of the industry I'm in. We don't charge for follow-ups. But even if you, and I think the hang-up is often because you're charging for follow-ups. But it is fine to follow up on patients. In fact, I think it is good to follow up on patients. My cousin had a gynecological cancer, or I don't think it was cancer. I think it was that in situ thing. And she's been followed up every 6 months. She actually lives in down near Dorset, and she actually comes up to Birmingham to see the consultant for She's in there for 10 minutes, doesn't even get examined. I think it's 200 quid a time for the follow-ups. But she's very happy to make that, whatever it is, 5-hour journey up to Birmingham because she's got peace of mind. And I don't think we can underestimate that. And moving on from that, to extend that, I also think, and I think you should think about, and I encourage you to think about, whether there's any kind of subscription service, because it is one of my big goals is often to get people to have a recurring revenue. And if you can build something, I worked with a cardiologist who had a healthy heart monitoring group where he charged £7 a month for patients to contact him on WhatsApp with ECGs. He recommended an ECG reader. You can get even Amazon affiliate links if they want to go and buy this ECG reader, which they could take an ECG at home and then they could send this ECG and then he would give an opinion as to whether he would need to see them in clinic for £7 a month. And you know, even if £7, so you know, you might think £7 a month, but you get 20, 30, 40, 50 people on that. Not only are you helping them, and it's amazing how few people send in ECGs, by the way, but not only are you helping them and potentially seeing more follow-ups in clinic to keep an eye on them, but you have got a certain amount of money coming in every month that you know is coming in, and you can put it into a holiday fund or you can make it save your Starbucks coffee or whatever. But it's not actually quite so much the money, although the money is nice to have that guaranteed coming in, whether you're on holiday or whatever, or whether you're ill. But it's also actually giving you steady revenue, but also giving patients that opportunity to have a direct link with their cardiologist. I'll send it to my cardiologist. And the thing about all of these things is about thinking about these things, trying it and seeing if it works. When we started it, we didn't know if it was work, we didn't know if you could get inundated, if it would be dangerous. So we tried it, and then within about a week, then about seven people on it. And so, you know, just try it. If it doesn't work, you just say, look, the sports schemes, I'm stopping the sports scheme, but by all means still, you can, you know, get in touch or whatever. And, you know, and the trick I think I would always say is not use your own phone number. I have a clinic phone number. I think he gave his own personal phone number as a WhatsApp. But if you give it as a WhatsApp, it kind of takes the edge off it. I know they still want your number, but it kind of takes the edge off it a bit. But I would say have a clinic number. But see, you can still contact us with WhatsApp, and you know, you can still by all means send your ECGs in, but we're not doing the healthy heart monitoring group anymore, so we can stop your direct debit. So you know, you can stop it if it doesn't work, is the point. But give it a try. Think about ways that you can actually give your patient support. Give them peace of mind, give them access to you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a 24-hour hotline. In fact, obviously it doesn't have to be a 24-hour hotline. But, you know, something like a WhatsApp group is quite, a private WhatsApp group or private WhatsApp number rather, is quite a nice way of doing it, because I think people realize they're not necessarily going to get an immediate response. You have to make it clear it's not an emergency thing. You know, don't say I've got chest pain and I'm breathless and I've got clammy. You know, you don't want to hear that message on the see that message on the WhatsApp. So you have to have boundaries. But I think the concept of it, the concept that you're helping people, that you're keeping in touch with people, and you are giving them an option to get access to you for support if they've got concerns. They don't necessarily have to have clinical problems. And it goes back to realizing what your job is. Your job is not cutting out cancers or laser ablating some part of the heart or doing knee replacements or whatever it is. Your job is giving people peace of mind, making them be able to play football with the kids, making them realize they're not going to die, you know, helping them realize these things. These are the things people want. They don't actually want a laser in their heart or a knee replacement. They want to be able to walk up the stairs pain-free or jog again, or, you know, as I say, spend more time with their grandkids. Or these are the things they want. And if they're worried about not getting those, it may or may not be they've got pathology, but nevertheless they're worried about it. So by giving them access to you, by continually following up patients, not only in the clinic, but even if they don't come to clinic, following up with emails and letting them know about what's going on and what sort of things to look out for, and the latest things about saturated fatty acids or avocado diet or whatever, whether you should do olive oil or sunflower oil or, you know, Put it on vegetable oil. No, what's the best oil to cook with? Or whatever. Just keeping in touch with them, following up with them. Obviously, that's not a paid for thing, but with a view to them knowing that they can always get in touch with you, excuse me, for a paid for appointment if they are worried. That's the point. You've got to give them access to you ongoing, even if they don't necessarily, from a purely clinical point of view, need it. And you might think your colleagues are going, look, he's following up all the BCCs that are completely excised or whatever, all the people without with normal ECGs. Well, they don't know that you've spoken to them, you've offered them, you know, to have a comeback SOS, you know, as you need, but they want to come back and they want the peace of mind. You can't underestimate it. It was really quite impressive, the situation we had with my wife, and we do get very worried, and there may or may not be anything wrong, but just to get it checked out by having a line straight to the specialist is worth a lot, especially in this day and age with the GPs. Everyone's frightened about seeing their GP, can't get in, not going to get referred, all this sort of thing. So a line straight to the specialist is worth something to patients. And it's okay to charge for that. It's okay to charge for a monthly, some kind of monthly subscription to have access to you or a WhatsApp group, or it's okay. And it's also okay to follow up on patients who perhaps in the NHS you would have discharged. That's okay to carry on following up in the private sector, because these people are worried. They're worried about their health, and they will be happily paying £200 every 6 months to come and see you just for that peace of mind. Or at least some of them will. At least give them the option, for goodness sake. Give them the option. A lot of us are not giving them the option because we have this thing on our heads that we're running our private practice like our NHS. Stop it now. Run it like a business that is helping people. That's what you're trying to do. So charge with follow up on patients, and think of ways you can have some kind of subscription service. Hope that's helpful. Off next week, but I'll be back week after. See you then.